real good matchup here tonight between a couple of very highly motivated basketball teams to make a statement here before they finish up this first portion of the season prior to the Christmas holiday. We'll take a time out and be back to tell you more about this ball game as we set it up for you. Both teams on the floor getting loose tonight here in Atlantic. It's the Trojans and the Cyclones. More in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Medevac Paramedic Ambulance Service, an advanced care provider, wants to remind you about hunting safety. If you're using a tree stand, please and always use your safety harness. This little reminder comes to you from Medevac Paramedic Ambulance Service of Atlantic. Become a member of the Town and Country Credit Union in Harlan. If you live in Shelby County or any of the touching counties, you can become a member and take advantage of their low-cost loans and financial services. That's the Town and Country Credit Union in Harlan. Main Street Market in Anita. Stop by for groceries and more. They're proud to offer you a fresh meat counter along with video rentals and lottery tickets. Enjoy small-town shopping with big convenience at the Main Street Market in Anita. They're open 7 days a week. That's Main Street Market in Anita.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic as we get ready for the start of our basketball matchup tonight between the Trojans and the Cyclones. Let's take a look at these two teams as far as they line up here tonight. We'll give you the starting lineups here in just a little bit. But I was taking a look at some of these numbers tonight, Chris, and pretty impressive for, especially for Atlantic tonight as the efficiency goes. They are shooting as a team almost 53% from the floor. And, I mean, that was, you know, average and years ago, but in today's way today's game is played, a lot of one-on-one slashing to the basket or step out and shoot the long-range ball. Anytime you shoot 50% as a team for the course of the season, that's pretty doggone good these days. And 52.8% on the season for the Trojans, 33% from outside the arc. And on the other side for Harlan, they also shoot 33% from the arc, shooting 44% from the floor. They take a few more outside shots, which is really why their percentage is down a little bit. But as teams go, both these teams, they like to shoot the basketball.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive percentages here for both teams, really. I mean, Atlantic got to feel really good about that so far here in the season, being able to top that 50. A lot of different guys that can do it. That's kind of their advantage. They've got, you know, different players that can get out there and really work the basketball out in different portions of the court as well. They're not just a one-dimensional team either inside or outside. And they've got guys like Dalton Franken, Chad Christensen, and Sam Markham that can knock down shots. So they're going to need to keep relying on that and hope that continues here to have a good shot here tonight.
Well, when you take a look at some of the individual numbers, too, those are also very impressive. For Atlantic, all five of their starters are shooting over 50% from the floor on the season. Dalton Franken at 55.4, Sam Markham 51.4, Chad Christensen at 53.8, Harrison Hoyg at 51.7, and then down low, Gunnar Bloom, who's really an undersized post at 6'2", but he's shooting 80% from the floor on the year, 20 of 25, so he's maximizing his opportunities when you get the ball in down low. And as I say before, that's what coaches love to see. You don't want to see empty possessions where you come away with absolutely nothing. And the better you shoot, the more likely you are to come away with a solid possession. And they've done a pretty good job of that individually so far this season, getting understanding the floor, understanding their place in the in the offense, and getting to where they need to be to make the shots.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's the name of the game, put the ball in the hole, so the better you shoot, the better opportunity you're going to have to be a good team. But it also indicates that they're doing a pretty good job of passing the basketball as well. If you're getting that many good looks at the basket and making that many shots, it would indicate that you're really doing a good job of working the ball around and then getting guys in good position, like Bloom's numbers, for example, that are easier shots that he's able to knock down most of the time. So it's a good sign.
Cyclones do have two of their five starters shooting over 50%. Trey Landsman shooting 54.3%, and Seth Landsman at 51.1%. Zach Osborne, their leading scorer, shooting 44.4% from the floor. He's also 37% from outside the arc so far here on the season. The Cyclones do throw up a lot more threes than do the Trojans in a normal night. They like to throw up that long ball, and boy, if they get hot, they can put up some big numbers in a real quick hurry.
Yeah, it definitely can. So it's something that the Trojans, I'm sure, have talked about here, preparing for this ball game, getting ready for that kind of attack, and you got to be able to be out there and play well whatever type of defense you choose to throw out there. If you're going to play a man, obviously stay with your guy and doing well on the switches, and you hit up some zone out there as well defensively, then you got to do a good job of recovering to the outside to make sure that those shots aren't easy ones. You got to get a hand in there and make them contested, and hey, you know, if you get them contested and they're knocking them down, sometimes there's not a lot you can do about that, but as long as you feel good about the effort you gave out there in defensive floor, usually things are going to turn out the way you want them to.
Well, the Cyclones, of course, have a big hole in that lineup, too, that they've had to deal with all season long without their big man, Jarrett Jewell, who's a big man. He's big in size at 6 feet 6 inches tall, but he's a swing guy. Jarrett Jewell can go inside and go outside. He can slash to the basket. He's a real good weapon for the Cyclones, but broke an ankle during the course of the football season. And if he gets back to the basketball season at all, it will likely be very late in the regular season or into the postseason. But that's a tough loss for them. But you know, they've adapted pretty well. They're 5-1, 3-0 in the Hawkeye 10 so far this year. The Trojans 4-1. And 3-0 in the Hawkeye 10. Atlantic's only loss coming to Clarinda, and that was a game here at home, 63-59 in overtime. They lost that ball game to the Cardinals, who are 5-1, by the way, no slouch. For Harlan, they lost on the road at Odebolt Arthur, Battle Creek, Ida Grove, 69-61. The thing that sticks out is that's a team that's now 2-5 entering play tonight. So both those losses non-conference for the two opponents. Not all the conference, the games against conference opponents count as conference games. And that was the case with the Atlantic Clarinda game. That's why they're still undefeated in conference play so far this year. So I say a lot to prove for these two teams. And I tell you, the top of the Hawkeye 10, extremely competitive this year. When you start talking about teams like these two, Harlan Atlantic, Kemper Catholic, Lewis Central, Clarinda, these are all teams that any one of them would make a good representative of a conference champion this year. So some real good competition, especially up at the top. And these two teams really want to secure their spot near the top by winning this ball game tonight.
Yeah, that's a really great competition. A lot of teams that could really get a good shot at it here throughout the season, and that's what makes games like this that much more important. You know, it's still fairly early in the season and, you know, before the holiday break, but boy, when you get those opportunities to play the other teams that are vying for that top spot, you want to take advantage of it no matter when it is, and that's right now. So
yeah, gotta do it, especially when it's here at home.
Yeah.
Definitely, Atlantic's already seen one team come in and take away their home court. They sure don't want to do it again here before the Christmas break starts. So we're just a few minutes away from the introductions of the players. When we come back, we'll introduce them to you on the air and get you ready for the opening tip-off. It's Atlantic and Harlan and boys Hawkeye 10 Conference basketball here tonight. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey, serving the community with quality care and concern during the time of need. That's Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey. First National Bank, with offices in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita. See them for consumer loans and agricultural loans, checking accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. First National Bank, for people who expect just a little more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Anita Engraving and Awards, LLC, Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medals. For awards worth winning since 1970, Anita Engraving and Awards, LLC. In Anita, call 712-762-3779.
Jim Beal, Chris Parks back with you here at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium as we get set for basketball tonight between the Trojans and the Cyclones. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for these two basketball teams this evening. First, for the visiting Harlan Community Cyclones, they'll be wearing their road red uniforms, the black and white lettering and trim, and here's how they'll go tonight. It'll be Osborne, Brooke Lansman. Just memorize those names. That's what it is. We got Ben Brooke, a 5'11 senior, along with Josh Brooke, a 6'5 and a senior. Zach Osborne, a 6'1" senior, Trey Lansman at 6'5 and a sophomore, and Seth Lansman, a 6'7" senior, will be your starting five on the night here for the Cyclones. On the season, Osborne, their leading scorer, averaging 18 points a game. Trey Lansman averaging 11 points per contest on the season. Those players also had some pretty good nights as well individually. Zach Osborne has the best night of all for Harlan so far this year. His high watermark, a 32-point night against against Kiefer Catholic in an important win for them at home. Trey Landsman had 19 against Creston. Josh Bruck also tossed in 19 against Abraham Lincoln. Seth Landsman had 15 against Shenandoah. Those were the high games for those players. On the other side, for the Trojans, Atlantic at home here wearing their home whites with the black and gold lettering and trim. They'll go like this tonight. It'll be Sam Markham at 6'1 and a junior. Chad Christensen, a 6'2 junior out front, along with Dalton Franken at 6'5 and a junior. Gunnar Bloom, a 6'2 senior. And Harrison Hoyg at 6'3 and a junior will be your starting five tonight for the Trojans. Dalton Franken leading the way scoring for the Trojans, averaging 21 points a game. And he also has Atlantic's high game on the year, 28 points against Clarinda in that tough loss for Atlantic in overtime. Sam Markham also averaging a little over 10 points, almost 10.5 a game for the Trojans. And Markham's also, he's 14 is his high game against Glenwood. Harrison Hoyg scored 15 against Shenandoah. Gunnar Bloom had 17 against Shenandoah. Chad Christensen's high, 13 points against Kiefer Catholic so far this season. Every one of these players, all 10 out of the four to start, have the ability to do great things for their teams. Who wants to be a star tonight?
Yeah, it's always, you know, an interesting thing you watch for in every basketball game, especially with teams that have multiple players that can really step up and score, and both teams know they have that. Who's going to step up and be that guy tonight to kind of take the load and get off to a quick start? Of course, you'd like to see all those star players that you have out there on the floor contribute, you know, somewhat here this evening, and that, I think that's going to be a big key here for Atlantic tonight, is that they can get guys meshing together. And when they play good defense, it translates into good offense for them. And I think we'll see them come out with pretty big intensity on the defensive end here today.
For Cyclones, coached by Mitch Osborne, they're 5-1 overall, 3-0 in the Hawkeye 10. And for the Trojans, they're coached by Steve Blazek, 4-1 on the year, and 3-0 in Hawkeye 10 conference play. Let's listen now to our High Star National Anthem. High School Band under the direction of Jared O'Donnell with our national anthem here tonight. Earlier this evening, the junior varsity contest, it was Harlan winning that 65-56. The Cyclones built a bit of a lead late in the second quarter, stretched it out somewhat in that third and fourth quarter before Atlantic rallied late to get it back to within single digits. 65-56, the final score in that contest earlier here this evening. So just about ready to go. Again, your starters, Ben Bruck, Zach Osborne, Josh Bruck, Trey Landsman, Seth Landsman for the Cyclones. For the Trojans, it's Sam Markham, Chad Christensen, Dalton Franken, Gunnar Bloom, Harrison Hoyg. We're about ready to play basketball here tonight. Two teams out on the floor, ready to go. Josh Bruck in the center circle for the Cyclones. Dalton Franken will jump it up for the Trojans as we get ready for basketball here tonight. Trojans will shoot to the basket to our left, Cyclones to our right. The tap is controlled by no one. It's tapped out of bounds, and it's going to belong to whom? Going to be Trojan basketball. Ball went out of bounds on the tap. They're going to give it to Atlantic, so the Trojans will have it first. Chad Christensen will bring it across the timeline here for Atlantic to the front court. The Cyclones set up immediately in a zone defense, trying to play a box and one as they work Dalton Franken one-on-one with Ben Bruck. He goes baseline right side, quick jumper up, no good on the run. The rebound comes long, chased down by Sam Markham. Good quick feet. Markham keeps it alive. Inside it goes Harrison Hoyg. The turn, the fadeaway, no good. Rebounded inside by the Cyclones. Josh Bruck comes down with it. Ahead to the front court it comes. Now to Zach Osborne. Osborne out top for the Cyclones. We'll leave it off to the far side. Ben Bruck with the dribble. Gets it around now to Osborne. Out off the arc. Osborne off the dribble. Steps up. Dumps it down low. Cutting to the basket. Leaning in and getting fouled is Trey Landsman as he cut down that left side. Got a foul inside against the Trojans. They're going to whistle this against Harrison Hoig, and that will be his first, team number one, against the Trojans here tonight. At the free throw line with the first try that's in and out is Trey Landsman. He misses on the opening shot. Second free throw attempt coming here by Landsman, 6'5 sophomore, and that one is also no good. Rebound, though, taken away by the Cyclones. Basket good and a foul. Seth Landsman, the 6'7 senior, beat the Trojans to the hole, got the rebound and the bucket. Gunnar Bloom will pick up the foul. So Landsman given the basket and a chance to make it a three-point play. Good, strong, aggressive move.
That was a nice move to get to the block and get the ball there and just go up strong quickly.
His free throw is good, and it's 3-0 Cyclones here early. Just underway here. Not quite a minute gone here in the first quarter. Trojans to the front court. Markham has it right side. They try to swing Dalton Franken out top off the screen. Bruck working him man on man. They're running a box and one. As they work the back, actually more of a diamond than one, as they run it right side. Bloom to the corner. Markham head fake. Now the drive all the way to the hole. The shot no good off the rim. And the rebound taken down by the Cyclones. And we got a foul. That's Harrison Hoig. That'll be his second. Trey Landsman got the rebound. Came down with the ball, and Hoy came down awkwardly, kind of over the top of his shoulder, and picks up the foul call. He'll check out immediately now as Hoy will go to the bench. Up off the bench now for the Trojans, Blake Esbeck, a 6'2 senior. Neither one of these teams go real deep with regard to their personnel off the bench, seven, maybe eight deep, depending upon the circumstances. Inbounds pass far side is knocked out of bounds by the Trojans, so the Cyclones will inbound again in the backcourt. As they'll feed it in. And Bruck will run it up the floor now. Bruck to the front court. That's Ben Bruck with it. He'll stop out top. Work it here right side. Off on the wing. It's Josh Bruck. Now the ball right past Osborne. Almost stolen by Markham. And we've got an over and back call against the Cyclones. As Ben Bruck chased it down out near middle court. Went to the backside and came back across. No Trojan touched the ball. So it'll be Atlantic basketball. Chad Christensen will bring it across on the dribble to the front side now. So he'll work it out top. Right side it goes Esbeck. He's well off the arc. Christensen left side. The head fake. Nowhere to go. Double team now as he gets caught in a bit of a trap. Needs to get rid of the basketball. He'll dribble out of traffic. Now Esbeck right side into the corner. Markham back out top. Christensen. Christensen right wing. Bounce pass inside. Bloom turns the head fake. The bounce feed. Esbeck left corner for three. That's good. Blake Esbeck knocks down the triple from the left corner. We are tied at three. And now a steal, nearly a steal in the backcourt. The Trojans tipped it away from Zach Osborne. They couldn't come up with the ball, though. Now it's picked up and brought to the front court by Trey Landsman. Now Josh Bruck out top to Ben Bruck. Bruck in the center circle will run the offense from there. As they'll try to screen here near side. Josh Bruck with it here on the right arc. Working off the dribble against Esbeck. Steps back to lefty, fires a three way off the mark. And a rebound taken off the backboard there by the Trojans. 5:45 to go first quarter. 3-3, we're tied. Left side, Markham with it well off the arc now. Left side corner, down low, they get it Esbeck inside to Bloom. He kind of fades away and tosses up a shot in traffic. It skims the rim. And the rebound to the Cyclones. Now Osborne, front court, left side, Bruck. Out top, Landsman. He'll drive. The leaner up and off the glass. Will it count? Yes, it will. Seth Landsman giving the basket down the left side, and the foul going to be whistled against Dalton Franken. That'll be his first. Already four team fouls here against the Trojans, and we're not even 8 minutes or eight. We're not even 3 minutes into the ballgame.
Yeah, that's a tough to take right there. And then, of course, now he knocks down the free throw, and that's two hard three-point plays. He's just going to the basket very strong.
6-3, Cyclones lead it. 5:25 to go here in this first quarter. Atlantic basketball now to the front court. Markham left side, out top it comes to Esbeck. Esbeck trying to work the right side out on the wing. It's Chad Christensen for three, no good. Rebound off the rim, yanked down by Seth Landsman. And up the floor comes Osborne. Osborne hesitates, drives, falls to the floor. Quick bounce pass here to the near side to Ben Bruck. Went right through the legs of Christensen. Now Bruck picks up his dribble, and he'll get it back from a mate. Out top with a basketball. 5:55 left to play here, and a 4:55 make that in this first quarter. Get the clock straight. Quick shot. Turnaround. No good. Landsman in the lane. Saw it rim in and out. Trojans with the rebound. 6-3 Harlan. Front court Bloom. Bloom with it out top. Stops. Leaves it left side for Franken. He'll drive. Pull up. Hesitate. The floater up and good. 12-footer on the left baseline. Dalton Franken's on the board at 6-5 Cyclones. Quickly to the front court. Now the Cyclones right side to Bruck. Across the way it goes to the perimeter. Josh Bruck left side. And he'll leave it out top now for Trey Landsman. His pass over here near side, tapped away. Tried to throw it over the zone. Chad Christensen skirted out there, knocked it away from Ben Bruck. It's out of bounds to Harlan. Harlan ball, they'll inbound on the lob down low in the lane to Seth Landsman. It's tapped away by Gunnar Bloom. It'll go out of bounds. It'll belong to the Cyclones. They tried to catch the Trojans sleeping in the middle. Atlantic reacted well. Now a couple of subs off the bench. Nate Claver, a 6'2 junior, into the lineup here for the Cyclones. That'll be all for now. So Claver checks in. And he takes the inbound. Now they lob it across on the backside. Landsman down low. That's Trey Landsman getting the lob and banking one home. Backdoor lob, and it's 8-5 Cyclones. 4:05 left in this first quarter. Christensen right side. It's Markham out top. Esbeck. Esbeck right side again to Markham. They try to post low with Bloom. Out top it comes now to Christensen. Christensen left side. Esbeck. Esbeck the head fake. The shuffle to Christensen. Right side corner. Markham head fake. The drive into the lane. Scoots around. Shot blocked by Seth Landsman. Cyclones come up with the ball out of the front court. Osborne pulls up left side, the floater, no good. Rebound inside. Franken had it. It was tapped away, and we got a foul called against Harlan. Quick shot that time as Osborne tried to pull up and hit the little eight-footer in the lane. Didn't go. The foul against Seth Landsman will be his first. Landsman, the big 6'7 senior. Not just a tall kid, big body kid, too. Trojans ball, front court. That was the first team foul on the Cyclones here in the ballgame. Right side, Markham out on the wing with the basketballs. He'll bring it back out top for the Trojans. Sam Markham here near side to Blake Esbeck. Open baseline, short jumper up by Christensen. No good. Rebound, though, taken down low by Esbeck. Christensen found himself wide open, couldn't hit the shot. Esbeck, though, there for the rebound. Left side, Christensen hesitates, drives the floater up off the glass. No good. He's fouled, though, as he ends up on his backside. And that's going to be Seth Landsman picking up the foul. And quickly, that's his second.
Yeah, that's big. Good decision there that time by Christensen to go hard to the hole. Didn't have much room, but just enough to get there to get the shot up, and then he had the contact down there on the block as Landsman was late coming down.
Take advantage of the opportunities, and now two fouls on the big guy. They'd love to get that big body out of the middle of the lane as the first free throw by Christensen is good, his first point of the night. Landsman now will check out of the ball game as Max Powers, a 6'4 junior, checks in. One more free throw here by Christensen, and that one is good as well. He makes both. And we're back to a one-point game again. 8-7 Harlan. Cyclones front court, 3:10 left here in the first quarter. Drive left side now. They kick it back out top. Landsman leaves it out top side here for Zach Osborne. Osborne drives the left side, hesitates, kicks it to the corner. Josh Bruck fakes the three, steps back, now fires, no good. Rebound Gunnar Bloom for Atlantic. Quickly ahead to Blake Esbeck at center court. He tries to run the floor, and the ball tapped out from behind. Out of bounds. Josh Bruck has those long, lanky arms.
That was a pretty good job by Esbeck to control that ball. He had the pressure right in front of him as he turned, as he caught it, and he did a pretty good job of getting even control of himself.
Josh Bruck, he's got that Tayshaun Prince look with those really long arms. And he used that to his advantage that time to tap that ball away. Trojans ball, left corner, they get it to Christensen. 4-3, and he knocks it down. Chad Christensen with a triple in the left corner. It's 10-8 Trojans. Atlantic takes the lead here for the first time tonight. Out of the front court. Cyclones with the basketball out top. With it on the dribble there is Nate Claver. Claver left side now. Josh Bruck off the dribble. Looks to the corner. Now dumps it inside. They kick it back out. Claver right side wing for three. That's no good. Long and the rebound by Bloom. Trojans back the other way. 2:12 left in the first quarter. Markham left side now. Back out top, it's Christensen. Gunnar Bloom steps up. Looks at the three. Doesn't take it. Gives it to Blake Esbeck. He'll try it. That's way off the mark. Rebound taken by the Cyclones. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Osborne now to the front court. Here, right side, hesitates, drives. Oh, nice pass across the lane. Bank shot up and good inside. That's Max Powers down low. I don't think he realized he was that open until the ball came to it. And we're tied at 10 apiece. Christensen now front court for the Trojans. Stops left side corner. Markham with a basketball now on the dribble. They'll bring it back out top and leave it for Bloom. Bloom baseline. The drive cut off. The kick out. Christensen right wing for three. No good. Rebound tapped out and the Trojans will keep it. Gunnar Bloom the tap out. Kept it alive. Markham left side open for the three ball. That's good from the wing. Sam Markham for three, and it's 13-10 Trojans. Cyclones ball, pressure in the backcourt by the Trojans. They break it. Claver on the dribble drive. Bounce pass almost lost out of bounds. Josh Bruck uses those long arms to save it. Now it's Osborne out top. Osborne guarded by Markham. Drives right side. Cut off there. Markham very quick. Down low into the lane. They kick it out. Now Claver right side baseline into the double team. He gets the pass off and it's grabbed there. Now knocked away on the shot attempt as the ball inside of Trey Landsman tapped to him. And they're going to say it's out of bounds. Last touch by the Cyclones. And now the official's going to talk about it. And we'll see if they overturn that. And they are going to. It's going to be a Cyclone basketball. Stuart Hoig has checked into the Trojan lineup now as we had a quick break there. Sam Markham gets a well-deserved breather as he's been all over the floor here early. Cyclones inbound, Landsman in the corner. Out top it comes to Powers. Now Osborne well off the arc, picked up there by Stuart Hoig. Hoig has the big assignment of guarding the other team's best shooter. 43 seconds left to go in the first quarter. 13-10 Trojans. Osborne hesitates, drives, gets to the corner. Claver for three. That's no good. The rebound inside to Dalton Franken. And Franken will run to the front court. One and done, seems like, the last few times down the floor for the Cyclones. Into the corner. Franken going to fire up a shot off the dribble. It goes in. I don't think it's going to count. We got a foul on the floor before the shot.
Yeah, Ben Bruck was on him. He's going to pick up the foul for reaching in first.
His first, team number three against the Cyclones. Trojan ball out of bounds, 28 seconds left in the quarter. Inbounds underneath, it's Gunnar Bloom. He turns, spins, banker is good. Gunnar Bloom twisting inside for the bucket off the glass. 15-10 now in favor of the Trojans. Harlan basketball as they walk it up the floor. Osborne down to 15 seconds as he gets across the timeline. Osborne now to the front court. Well out left side, 8 seconds left. Pass over here near side. Powers, lobs, ball tipped away, knocked away and stolen by Christensen. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, pass ahead. Christensen out near center court, gets it, hesitates, fires one up off the glass with a hand in his face. It's no good. And that's the end of the first quarter. Good start for Atlantic. 15-10, Trojans lead the Cyclones after one. Back with the second quarter right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Pest Control, your pest control consultants. They'll help you with the elimination of insects, rodents, and other pests. Call Bill today at 243-6900. Atlantic Pest Control will come to your home and give you a free estimate, so call today. Walnut Street Auto Body in Atlantic is the place to go for all your collision and refinishing needs for your vehicle. Dean Forsman has been in the auto body business for more than 30 years. That's Walnut Street Auto Body, located at 309 Walnut Street in Atlantic. Give Dean and Seth a call at 243-1977. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is there when you are going through stressful times dealing with the loss of a loved one. At your time of need, let Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan be there for you.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School. Chris Parks along with Jim Field with this boys' high school contest here tonight. Hawkeye 10 play between Atlantic and Harlan. And the Trojans with a nice finish there to that first quarter. They lead it 15-10 here as we start the second quarter of play. Harlan will have the basketball. And it will be Zach Osborne out front. The three senior guards that start the game for the Cyclones went scoreless there in that first quarter. And Osborne has the basketball. He's going to get a screen, try to go left side, kicks it over into the corner. Claver traveled with the basketball, moved his feet first before he took off.
You know, Cyclones were up 8-5 in that first quarter. The Trojans finished the quarter on a 10-2 run.
Nice end of that first quarter. Atlantic really starting to push the tempo and find better shots there at the end of that quarter. Now they'll try to do the same here as we start the second. Their first offensive possession out top with it. It's Christensen working against that zone as they match up against Franken with the box and one. Kick in the corner. Esbeck will try to bounce it across. Gets it to Bloom on the block. He's in traffic. Decides to kick it back out. They work it around. Christensen open for three, and he buries it. Nice ball movement by the Trojans, and Christensen, the benefactor, knocks down the triple. It's 18-10, and now we're going to have a foul. They get called against Markham on the defensive pressure there against Zach Osborne. Osborne dribbling a lot out front and maybe got away with a carry on his way to that foul, but they'll hit Markham with his first. Cyclone basketball underneath, and they'll lob it in. It's Osborne to inbound it. He gets it into Ben Bruck. He'll try to lob it down low. The big man Seth Landsman back in there. His turnaround shot rolls out, though, and Bloom with the rebound. Bloom off to Franken. He'll push it up into the corner to Esbeck. Back outside it goes to Franken.
Franken spins, stops, and kicks it across over to Markham. Back up top it goes now to Chad Christensen, and he'll work the offense over to the right side. Kicks it to Esbeck in the corner. He'll take a couple of dribbles back out towards the top. Here's to Markham. Now right back to Esbeck. Esbeck, a bounce pass to Bloom. Now slicing to the basket. A nice pass to Markham. Lost the handle on it, though, and has to kick it back out. Here's Esbeck. He'll try the three from the right wing. No good, but Gunnar Bloom right there for the long rebound. Another opportunity here for the Trojans. He'll pass it in the lane now to Bloom. Pressure comes. He knocks it outside to Markham. Markham back up top to Esbeck. Now a skip over to Christensen here, left wing. Christensen dribbling, now bounce passes to Bloom, cuts to the basket. Bloom tries to force a shot up, didn't get anything to go, and now tied up as the ball gets into the middle of the lane. We might have a foul call here before the tie-up. And they are going to whistle Chad Christensen for his first. And that is the 16th foul here against the Trojans in this first half, with 6:08 left to go in the second quarter. 18-10 Atlantic on top. Out top of the basketball, Ben Bruck has it. Get a screen from Landsman, but didn't get much of a body to free him up. Now they'll get it down the block and pass it down there. A fall-away shot's knocked down by Trey Landsman. He's got four now, and it's 18-12. Christensen will push it up the floor here across the timeline. And now he'll throw it over right side to Esbeck. Esbeck in the corner. Gets it to Markham. Sam Markham will dribble it across back over here to Christensen. He picks it up, then bounces it over to Markham. He pulls up to the free throw line, jumper no good. Rebound tapped around, and we'll say it's last touched by Christensen. It'll be Harlan basketball. Trojans will put on some pressure here off of the inbound. Try to get a screen, and nobody's getting open. Now they throw it, and it's thrown over the head. It's Esbeck with the steal. He threw it over the top of Ben Bruck's head. Now a pass down to the right side. Nice little jumper up in the air that time by Sam Markham to get the bunny. And now the Cyclones on the pressure will throw it in. They'll get it down on the block on the other end to Landsman. Blocked by Franken, and now it's out of bounds. Last touch by Landsman. Trojan basketball.
Good athletic move by Dalton Franken. Not just to block the shot, but to control his body and not commit the foul.
Ben Bruck's going to check out. Adam Jewell comes in for Harlan, and now they're going to take a 30-second timeout. Coach Mitch Osborne wants to talk to his ball club, and the Trojans on top. 20-12 here as we head through this second quarter. Atlantic doing a good job of moving the basketball around well with the pass. Hasn't always been there for them inside, but they're at least doing a good job of getting the pass there initially inside to Gunnar Bloom, and then he's been doing a good job of kicking it back out, and then they'll move it around the perimeter. They've got some pretty good looks from the outside.
And the patience, too. I mean, the Trojans are not just settling for the first shot they get, and it's got to be a little frustrating right now for Dalton Franken because he's really not getting a lot of touches here tonight. They're doing a pretty good job with him. Everybody else, though, stepping up, and if they continue to knock down those shots with the other guys, I guarantee you Dalton will find his spots.
And the other thing was noticeable, of course, when the big man Seth Landsman was out, it looked like Harlan was having a much tougher time trying to find a good look on their offensive side of the floor. Inbound here after the timeout. Trojans with the basketball after the big block a moment ago by Franken and then the quick timeout. And they'll have it outside left side here to Markham. Now they get a screen for Christensen. He'll kick it off to Esbeck. Pump fake and a dribble drive, and he walked with it, they say. Say maybe move that plant foot a little bit as he tried to pump fake on the three. So that'll turn it over here to the Cyclones. Inbound pass now here, and Harlan's going to bring it in with Adam Jewell bringing it across the timeline. He'll bounce pass it off now to Trey Landsman. Landsman momentarily lost it, now gets it down on the block to Seth Landsman. He'll fire up a quick shot, missed it short. Rebound by Franken.
Again, one and done.
Franken up the floor. He'll dribble right side all the way to the block, and he's fouled hard as he goes up for the shot. Two different guys got him with the arms, and we'll see if they go with the guy that was in front or the guy that was in back, and they're going to hit Josh Bruck with his first foul. Fourth team foul now here against the Cyclones.
Sorry, Chris, that was not Dalton's intention. He knows exactly what, he's a smart player. He's played a lot of basketball, and he understands exactly where Seth Landsman is on the floor with those two fouls. He was heading right to him to make him make a play.
First free throw there by Franken is good. He'll have one more coming. And the second free throw is good. So Trojans so far doing a good job at the free throw line as well. Inbound pass now here for the Cyclones. Behind the back dribble by Trey Landsman. Scoops it across the lane and didn't call for an offensive foul. Before he threw the pass off, he ran right into Dalton Franken and stepped across to get in front.
I think the Trojans may have caught a break there. It didn't look like the Trojans were set down low, but it was a lot of movement around him trying to get that pass to wrap around, and the official sure bit on all that movement, so we'll take it.
Trey Landsman picks up the offensive foul. Now that's the 15th foul here against the Cyclones. Pass down on the block on the other end for the Trojans. A quick turn and a shot by Bloom was short, and the rebound comes to the Cyclones. Zach Osborne has it out top now this time here with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. 22-12, Trojans lead it. Here's a pass off to Trey Landsman. Try to go left side, was stopped there by Bloom. He has to kick it back outside. Osborne guarded closely by Markham. Trying to screen for him, and they can't get him free. Here's a kick now to Seth Landsman. He'll try the shot from the elbow. Missed it. Rimmed out, and a tough hit over the top as Bloom had the ball, but he was hit by Trey Landsman over the top, and the ball was batted around, and they're going to say that it's going to be a Harlan basketball underneath the basket.
A lot of contact there as Landsman came up over the top trying to get that rebound. Cyclones caught a break.
Seth Landsman going to check out as Max Powers comes back in. Inbound pass will come up top to Powers. Powers will dump it off now here to Osborne. He'll try a long three. That's well short. Rebound by Trey Landsman. Turns and spins and shoots. No good. Powers the flying rebound inside. His putback's no good. And now a rebound by Gunnar Bloom. Three empty shots for the Cyclones, and the Trojans right back with it.
They're just not getting into the positions they want to get into for their shots.
Markham.
Is that the first shot all night attempt for Osborne? It might be.
It might be, yeah. He's still scoreless here in the basketball game. Pass right side over to Chad Christensen, and he'll work the offense here. Right corner, Markham. He'll decide to take the three. That's off the back of the iron. No good. Tapped out of there by Christensen, and Bloom saves it. He'll spot up for the three at the top of the key, and he hits it. Not the guy you always expect to be hitting the threes, but he can shoot it when he's open, and he had plenty of time to take that one, and now going to have a foul here on the other end as Osborne tried to cut to the basket. And it's going to be a reach-in foul whistled here against Sam Markham. That's number two on him.
Carried the ball on the way to the basket, too. The foul, though, apparently superseding that.
Esbeck checks out, and we have Stuart Hoyt coming back into the contest here for the Trojans. And to the line here with the one-and-one now will be Osborne. And he missed the front end, so that'll get the ball right to the Trojans as Bloom pulls down the rebound. 25-12, Atlantic on top, 2:42 left to go, second quarter. Markham will dribble out top of the basketball, gets a screen from Hoig, now we'll dump it back to Stuart Hoig. Hoig passes it off now here, Franken in the corner to Markham. He'll drive into the lane, slices by the defender who stood there and gets the easy layup on the other side as he curled right around Powers.
27-12. Chris, this is a 22-4 run by the Trojans.
And now Harlan's going to take another timeout. They don't like what they're seeing. Full timeout, 27-12 with 2:18 left to go here, second quarter. We'll take a break. It was in high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wyman's CarQuest in Griswold is your full auto parts store. They cover all of your farm and automotive needs with a full line of hydraulic hose selection. Wyman's CarQuest at 405 Main Street in Griswold, 712-778-2224. A Family Vision Center, they have eyewear to fit your personal taste and lifestyle. From safety to fashion designer, UV sunglasses, and more, stop in and see the staff of the Family Vision Center, 4 West 5th Street in Atlantic. Or call 243-1965 for an appointment. Medevac Paramedic Ambulance Service, an advanced care provider, reminds you to be alert, be aware, be alive. It's better to arrive late than never, so drive carefully. Pull over to make or receive phone calls. These little reminders from Medevac Paramedic Ambulance Service of Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School. After the timeout, they're taken by the Cyclones. The Trojans on a nice run here. They lead at 27-12. 2:12 now left to go in the contest. Here's Osborne driving to the lane, slicing in the wraparound layup's no good. And it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Cyclones. Atlantic will get it back.
Oh, Zach Osborne's having to work awfully, awfully hard just to get opportunities, and then he keeps coming up empty right now. It's really starting to frustrate him.
Still scoreless there for Osborne. And Trojans now have it out top. They'll get it in the middle here to Bloom. Down, bounce pass into the corner. It goes to Stuart Hoig. He'll pick it up and dump it back out top. Here's Esbeck, who's back in there, and he'll get it back up top now to Franken as he'll sit up way outside the top of the key. Dribbling out front, now the pass over to Esbeck in the corner to Stuart Hoig. Hoig has it stripped right out of his hands. Adam Jewell came up with it. Now they'll pass it off to Osborne. Osborne will stop out on the left wing. Now dump it over to Jewell here right side. He'll dribble into the lane, kick it out. Pass outside. Now they get it down on the block. Seth Landsman tried to shoot it way tall off the back iron, and no good. Rebound up the floor, and now a nice push to Stuart Hoig, who gets the nice flip on the run and knocks it in. Good job in transition by the Trojans that time, and now it's Osborne out top again here for the Cyclones. Esbeck trying to stay on him, a backup shot, and he knocks it down. Osborne with his first bucket of the contest. And he had to really work hard for that one again to get a look at it. 29-14, Trojans lead with 56 seconds left to go here in the first half of play. The Trojans spread things out here into the four-corner set. Now they get it outside to Franken, and they'll start to look towards the basket. Here's Christensen. Gets trapped in the corner, needs some help, and we're going to have a timeout, a 30-second timeout taken from the Atlantic bench. Coach Blazek wants to make sure they keep possession and get something set up here. With just 41 seconds left here to go in this first half, and it's a 29-14 Trojan lead. Got it in the corner that time to Chad Christensen, and he got trapped immediately and didn't have much room to go with the basketball and not really much of a lane to even look for a pass as well, so they had to call that timeout.
Well, the Trojans haven't used any timeouts until this point here in this first half, so not a bad idea. You know, you start to feel good because everything's been going so well for Atlantic. I'm sure Coach Blazek didn't want to take the risk of giving up a single possession here.
So they'll take the quick break, and now they're breaking huddle, get back out there. Come back out on the floor, and it's going to be Christensen to inbound underneath the basket. Slap the ball and key it in, waiting to clear, and then just dump it up top to Esbeck. Now over to Markham here on the far side. Markham will back up and now go right. Stops and picks it up, kicks it off to Bloom. He'll swing it over left side to Christensen. Skip pass back over to Markham. In the corner, Esbeck. The dribble, and now a bounce pass to Bloom. Back to Esbeck. Back outside to Markham. Markham back up top. Now it goes to Franken. And now Markham will hang on to it. 19 seconds left to go here in the half. Trojans hanging on to it out front, looking to get a good last shot here to end the half. Here's Christensen way outside, 9 seconds to go. Need to start looking. He gets a screen. He'll now stop and kick it in the corner. Markham almost lost it. 3 seconds to go. Now they throw it away. Stolen up top and on the run. No shot before the end of the buzzer, as Josh Bruck was unaware of just how little time was left. And that's going to end the first half of play. It's Atlantic with a 29-14 lead here at home in this boys' high school basketball contest. We'll take a break, come back, and give you some analysis from the first half and take a look at the numbers for you as well. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Better Basement Technologies is Southwest Iowa's most affordable waterproofing and foundation repair contractor. If you've got water in your basement, a crack in your foundation, or bowing walls, they've got a custom-made and affordable solution for you. Call Better Basement Technologies today for a free estimate, and they'll help you make your basement dry, stable, and usable again. Better Basement Technologies, 877-DRY-DOGS, that's 877-DRY-DOGS. Atlantic Municipal Utilities. More than 2,000 not-for-profit public power systems across the country provide reliable electricity at a reasonable price to their 40 million customers. Atlantic Municipal Utilities is one of them.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we are at the halftime intermission as Atlantic leads this one 29-14 over the Harlan Cyclones, and a pretty good overall half here for the Trojans. We mentioned it a couple of times. It seemed like most things were going right for Atlantic. They were doing a good job of finding good looks on the offensive end, being patient with the basketball. Got the Cyclones a little bit out of sync there about the middle of that first quarter, and they really haven't recovered as far as looking for their shots on the offensive end. And Atlanta's got to feel really good about the confidence level they have right now.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, they've got Harlan. They've got Harlan changing everything. They changed their defense. They were running kind of a diamond and one here early in the basketball game defensively, just trying to keep somebody on Dalton Frank, and they've pretty much given up on that here late in the half. But, everybody else, and that's the key. I mean, you're going to focus on a guy like Frank and when you play Atlantic because he's the guy who can really light you up. But everybody else is very good at what they do, too. And if the shots fall, that's what happens. This is what's going to happen here tonight. Now, if the shots aren't falling, a whole different type of ball game, and Harlan gets more opportunities, a little more confidence. But Cyclones were just, I'm more surprised at just 14 points for the Cyclones here in the first half than I am that Atlantic's leading by 15 here in the first half, because that's a very good shooting team out there. And Harlan, Zach Osborne's only gotten just a small handful of shots here in the first half, just 2 points. It took him almost 15 full minutes before he scored here in the basketball game. He finally got that bucket with 106. Doesn't do those kinds of things. It's just kind of an odd look to the ball game tonight. Give a lot of credit to Atlantic. They're solid on offense. They're moving the basketball well. Their spacing has been pretty good for the most part tonight. And defensively, their switches have been terrific. They're doubling at the right times. They're just not letting anybody get an open look.
Yeah, the defense has been really good, and they've really just made Harlan look uncomfortable out there. And not only did Osborne only have that one bucket in the first half, he really didn't have many good looks at all at the basket. He had a few where he really had to try to force his way to get a good shot up. And, you mentioned the switches. They're just doing a great job on him and making everybody else feel uncomfortable out there, it looks like, for Harlan offensively. And, of course, Atlantic on the offensive end, you kind of look at the stat sheet maybe as somebody on the outside that didn't see how that half played out, and you'd say, well, they had a lot of outside shots. Well, they did a good job of working the ball around and being patient to get good looks and knock down five threes there, but they got some guys that are capable of doing that, and they took advantage when they got the opportunity.
Well, and the Trojans got hit with some early fouls in the basketball game, but then they settled down after that. Neither team got to the line in the bonus in the first half, so there was one bonus opportunity. They missed the front end of the free throw, the first free throw by Osborne, but other than that, everything kind of settled down, and then the Trojans went after things offensively, too. Seth Landsman, the big 6'7 kid in the middle, he picks up a couple of fouls. He gets some bench time, but, nothing was working without him on the floor, so they threw him back out there, and what does Atlantic do? They recognize that immediately, and they try to start attacking him, get that third foul. It didn't happen, but, you maximize your opportunities when you play smart.
Yeah, that was something that looked like it might be a little bit scary at the beginning of the game for Atlantic. You mentioned they were hit those fouls very quickly and against some guys that you didn't want to pick up those fouls early in the game. But, they settled down and then just did a great job from there on out. And, Landsman hits those couple of fouls, and that just really took the life out of the Cyclone offense here in this first half. So 29-14 your score, Atlantic on top of Harlan here in this high school boys basketball game tonight. As we prepare here for the holiday break here coming up, I want to thank you all for listening in here tonight on AM 1220 KJM. Those of you that are listening in as well on the web at KJM.com. Don't forget, after the ball games, we have those broadcasts up for you on the website as well. You can go to either our sports page or our Listen Live page and just click on the score that you'll see highlighted in the list of our ball games we've covered, and you can pull up the broadcast right there. It takes you straight to that podcast page. You can play it there or download it as well for later listening. So, once again, it's 29-14 Atlantic on top of Harlan here at half. We'll take a break, come back with some numbers for you. Listen to high school basketball here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJN, All Sports Boosters Association, Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland, Carson, and Macedonia. See Greg Hummel for a personal insurance consultation or Don Everett for life insurance at Hummel Insurance Agency. Kessler Funeral Homes in Audubon and Exira, providing the area with quality care and concern at the time of need. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon and Exira. The Little Cobbler is your one-stop repair shop in Atlantic. They do boot and shoe repair, zipper, snap, and button repair, custom leather work, hemming on jeans and slacks, and all types of sewing and alterations. The Little Cobbler is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to noon.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School. We are at the halftime break here as Atlantic leads here over Harlan 29-14 here at the intermission. And we'll take a look here at some of the numbers for you here from this first half of basketball for Atlantic leading the way here tonight. Chad Christensen's hit a couple of threes, and he's got 8 points here in this first half. Sam Markham's got seven. Also 5 points chipped in by Gunnar Bloom. Four in that first half for Dalton Franken. 3 points for Blake Esbeck, and two chipped in by Stuart Hoy. For the Harlan Cyclones, they were led by 6 points from Seth Landsman. That all came very early in the game with a couple of three-point plays the hard way. 4 points for Trey Landsman. Also two chipped in apiece by Zach Osborne and Max Powers. So not a lot of scoring at all for Harlan there in that first half. 2 of 5 from the free throw line they were. Atlantic was 4 of 4 from the line when they got there. So they're doing a good job there so far here this evening as well. But as you mentioned, it's just kind of not just impressive that the Trojans have a nice big halftime lead, but the way they were able to do it and hold Harlan just a 14-point mark here in that first half. You got to imagine Harlan's going to do a lot of maybe different things to try to free up Osborne and also get Landsman more involved with outputting them in bad positions.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what kind of adjustments Coach Osborne of Harlan makes here at halftime. You know, he's been doing this for a very long time. He's one of the winningest coaches in Iowa basketball history and rapidly crawling up that ladder, too. He's won a few games over the years because he makes the proper adjustments and things. But, you know, you've got two teams with a whole lot of good athletes on the floor. It's not just a matter of going out playing good team ball. They all have, I mean, everybody out there is a good athlete. And that's made for a very, very fun game with minimal mistakes here in the first half of basketball. The thing is, even when we've had a couple of turnovers here and there, it hasn't really been because of mistakes. It's been because somebody played good defense. It's just one of those fun ball games to watch with good athletes, quick moves, and some real, real good basketball here in this first half. We just hope that continues here through the second half of the basketball game.
Yeah, it really has been a pretty clean played first half, and we'll see how things go. Of course, the Trojans, they're familiar with this situation as well. They know that you can't rest on those first half laurels at all because they've been here before up big at home at halftime and lost that overtime game earlier in the year to Clarinda. So they're going to be one that's not going to look the other way here and try to keep up the intensity here in this second half. 29-14, your score. Atlantic leads Harlan here at the halftime break. We'll take one more break. Come back with the tip-off the second half. That's some high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Home Sweet Home Care. Let their professional, trained, and supervised staff be there to take care of your health needs. Offering licensed RN and LPN services, along with home care aides under the direction of an RN. Home Sweet Home Care with offices in Atlantic and Clarinda. Sorensen Farm Equipment, offering the widest range of tractor power in the industry and is your New Holland dealer with a service department that can't be beat. Sorensen Farm Equipment, Highway 59 in Harlan. Farm Bureau Financial Services in Oakland, your well-marked Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa provider. Whether it's life, auto, home, or if you own a small business or farm, give Marge Denton a call at 712-782-3498.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic as we get ready for second half basketball. Trojans have the ball first, 29-14. They have the lead as we go to the third quarter here tonight. It's Christensen, Franken, Markham, Bloom, and Harrison Hoy, the starting five on the floor here for the Trojans as Markham has it here on the right wing. Out top, Christensen, left side, Franken. Franken off the bubble out top. He'll bring it back outside, kick it to the corner. And Christensen, double team quickly. Now they kick it back out. Left side with it is Markham, or Franken rather. Franken out top, crossover dribble into the lane, elevates at the free throw line, and throws one up and off the rim, no good. We got a foul call, though, inside, and that might be the third on Harrison Hoig. And it will be. That will be his third now. He picked up two quick ones, didn't play a lot in the first half. And he's got two now here, or one more here late. Oh, and a double dribble violation on the Cyclones. Trey Landsman dribbling up the floor, just lost the handle on it, lost concentration real quick there. Starting the second half, along with Trey Landsman, is Josh Bruck, Ben Bruck, and Zach Osborne, and Seth Landsman. They're starting five here in the second half. Of course, one of the keys, I think, for the Trojans is you're up 15 at half. Don't take your foot off the pedal. Left side, Franken with it well off the arc. Bloom plays out on the wing this time, and he'll feed it back out top. The bounce pass is knocked away loose and picked up there by Josh Bruck. Now ahead, that's Zach Osborne. Osborne to the front court, out top, dribbles free at the top of the arc and kicks it right side. Long three by Landsman is up, no, or by Bruck, rather, no good. Rebound, though, is Seth Landsman inside, and he banks one in off the window. A minute gone here in the third quarter, 29-16, Trojans the lead. Christensen out top, leaves it now for Bloom. Bloom back, Christensen here right side into the lane to Hoig. Hoig steps across and lost the pass. It was tipped. Hard for him to come up with the handle. It's picked up by the Cyclones. Now Osborne to the front court. Boy, carry the basketballs. He drives down low. We got a foul call underneath. Boy, he made that hesitation, carried that ball with him down the lane, and he gets the free throws here coming as they're going to call Chad Christensen on the foul. That's his second team foul on the Trojans. And that will send Osborne to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. First one is good. For the Trojans, Blake Especk back into the ball game. Harrison Hoig has had a very frustrating night getting to know his coaches. He spent most of the time sitting right next to them on the bench here with fouls. Second free throw by Osborne is good. He hits them both, and it's 29-18. 4-0 start to the second half for Harlan. Front court, Dalton Franken. Left side, Markham with it now for the Trojans. Markham as the Cyclones stretch the defense out a little bit. That 3-2 zone. They work the ball left side and dump it off now to Franken. Franken, bounce feed inside Bloom. He goes right at Seth Landsman. Bank shot high off the glass, no good. Rebounded by the Cyclones inside. Zach Osborne to the front court. Osborne up the right side, hesitates, drives, pulls up off the dribble. Shot short, rebounded inside by Bloom. Trojans with it now. It's Franken ahead quickly to Esbeck. He'll pull up off the dribble. The shot no good. Back of the iron. The rebound taken out of there by the Cyclones. Trey Landsman with it. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Landsman to the front court now. He'll leave it off out top, and they'll send it back to Osborne. Now Ben Bruck with the basketball, top of the circle. He'll step back to the center circle with it and set the offense from there. They stack everybody low and flash Osborne out here to the left side. And now the right side it goes to Josh Bruck. Bruck out top again to Landsman. Left side now to Bruck. That's Ben Bruck with it here off the arc. Looks at the three. Won't take it. Dribbles back out top now. Trojans playing man-to-man. Harlan here left side. Bounce feed on the wing. They dump it down low. That's Trey Landsman. Outside Seth Landsman. He tries to drive right side. The fall-away shot no good. Rebound Osborne inside. He backs his way in. Can't get the shot. Landsman the rebound, and he puts it back up and in. Not a lot of second chances in the first half for the Cyclones, but they've taken advantage of few here in this third quarter. A 6-0 start for the second half, and it's a 29-20 Trojan lead now as Dalton Franken drives from the top of the arc into the lane, and a one-hand floater is up and good, and that breaks the run by the Cyclones. Front court now, Cyclones with the basketball, 31-20 Atlantic leading, 4:50 left to go in this third quarter. Left side, Ben Bruck with a basketball, hounded there by Christensen. Looks out top, now it's stolen away. Ball picked off by Frank, and he saw it coming, and he gets fouled. Zach Osborne picks up the foul out top. That'll be the first on Osborne, and that was a good thing. Otherwise, Franken was going to go down for a little rim time.
Yeah. He's looking on the breakaway, and not much that Osborne could do avoiding the foul, because he's just right there, and but gets called for it. But pretty good job by the Trojans getting in there and forcing turnover there.
Double screen out top for Christensen. He goes left, leaves it for Markham. Markham out top, now to Franken in the center circle. Back to Markham left wing. Markham well off the arc now with it. Leaves it out top again for Especk. They're trying to stretch the offense a bit. Bounce feed. Right back it goes on the give and go. Especk on the baseline with it. The kick out. Franken at the elbow left side. Shot no good. Christensen though there for the rebound. Keeps it alive. Christensen drives. The kick out to Markham. Left side Franken. And he walked with a basketball. Ball turns back over. 31-20. Atlantic leading by 11. 4:14 remaining in the third quarter. Cyclones will have the basketball. Trey Landsman inbounds. It's Osborne backcourt. He tries to work through a triple team, and now we're going to have a reach in and a foul. That'll be Gunner Bloom, and that'll be his second. That's team foul number three against the Trojans here in this second half. Atlantic trying to be aggressive in the backcourt. Harlan inbounds now with a basketball as Osborne. He'll walk it to the front. 4:05 remaining in the third quarter. Osborne left side wing. Working against Markham one-on-one. Bounce speed here to the near side. Knocked away by Bloom, and the Trojans will steal it. Franken up with it. Long pass ahead now to Markham. Markham challenged there, and the ball is off of Josh Bruck and out of bounds as he was playing defense. Good hustle by Bruck to get back. Otherwise, that would have been an easy bucket for the Trojans on transition.
Yeah, he was a lot more open when the ball was thrown than he was when Bruck recovered to get there and break it up.
Trojans inbound out top as they fire it across now to Markham. Now Franken over on the left corner has the ball tapped away by Trey Landsman out of bounds. As Trojans will inbound over on that far sideline in front of the student section. Nice crowd on hand tonight for the ball game.
Yeah, it did fill in nicely here as the game got going.
Christensen on the inbound takes it out top now for the Trojans. So work right side, the double screen once again for him. He chooses right now to Bloom. Left side it goes in the corner, Esbeck. Down low posting Franken, the turnaround, fall away up, rims out, no good. Went over the top of Landsman with the fall away jumper. Rebounded by the Cyclones, quickly ahead. It's Josh Bruck down low, right to the rack, and he missed the lay-in. Trojans down the back court, can't save the basketball. Franken had it as he turned to go up floor, he lost the handle on it. And Bloom tried to make the diving save, couldn't do it here on the near side. Cyclones catch a break.
Yeah, just a little bit of a quick turn there for Franken, and he was looking up four before he really had good control of the basketball.
Cyclones ball, they inbound Ben Bruck with it. 3:24 left to play in the third quarter. Osborne here left side, standing, fires a three-try, no good. Rebounded inside by Franken. Trojans basketball now to the front side. Franken left side, Esbeck into the corner. Christensen down low it goes. Bloom posting, bounce feed into the lane. Off the leg of Franken, but alertly saved there by Esbeck. Trojans keep the basketball. Out top, Markham now will set the offense. Cross S back here, right side. Back to Markham on the wing. Looked at the long three, won't take it. Now brings it off the dribble left side to Christensen. Into the lane it goes to Bloom. The bounce feed to the backside. Markham finds Franken. Franken into the lane. He's fouled. A reach-in call. Going to be whistled against Osborne out front. As Franken got the ball and tried to make a move to the basket. Osborne picks up his second. Team number two here in the second half. Ball out of bounds to the Trojans on the baseline. Christensen to inbound. Good quick ball movement last time by the Atlantic Trojans. Now left side with it is Markham. Markham out top, Franken. 31-20 still. We've been stuck on that for a little bit. The Trojans lead by 11. Franken into the lane, dribbles, fires with a one hand, no good. Rebound tapped out right back to him. And Atlantic will keep. And another foul on Zach Osborne. He reached around from the backside and hit him on the arm. That'll be number three all here in this third quarter.
Well, you can really tell that this ball movement here by the Trojans is really forcing the Cyclones to work extremely hard on the defensive end, chasing guys around the floor, and that was just a lazy frustration foul there by Osborne.
You know, it's a dumb foul by a smart player. It's, like you said, it's just got to be frustration. Left side, long three ball, coming in good by Sam Markham as he drops one from the left corner. Long pass across, found him open, 34-20 now, Trojans. Up the lead again to 14. Pressure backcourt. Cyclone struggling to get through it. Trey Landsman down the lane all the way to the hole. Shot up. No good. Rebound tapped out, but the Cyclone. Oh, they missed the shot. Klaver came up with a rebound. Missed the lay-in right there point blank. And the ball taken away by the Trojans. Atlantic back to the front court. 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Right side Esbeck with it on the arc. Out top Christensen. Left side Markham. Markham out top will leave it for Christensen. Everybody participating here for the Trojans. Christensen into the lane, kicks it out. Esbeck here right side, drives baseline, nowhere to go, needs some help now. He'll turn and fire up a floater, no good. Dalton Franken the rebound, turns, fall away, he's fouled, he'll get free throws. Franken grabbing the rebound in the lane, and he just fought for his spot, and the foul inside.
Trey Landsman hits the foul, he'll have his second there. That's a good job. Esbeck got caught in a bad spot and really had nothing to be able to do with the ball, but a good job of not taking the turnover and letting the five-second call come and at least putting the ball up. And it gave Franken a chance, and he got there to get the rebound again.
35-20 now the score. And for the Cyclones, Osborne back in. Adam Jewell is in the ball game. Out comes Josh Bruck. One more free throw coming here for Dalton Franken. He made the first and the second one. He is also good. So Franken now with 8 points. 36-20 Trojans. Harlan basketball backcourt pressure again by the Trojans as they feed it back outside. And working the ball up the floor in the dribble, Trey Landsman. He got through the traffic there barely at center court with a behind the back. And now leaves it here outside for Adam Jewell. And a reach-in foul going to be called on Chad Christensen. Christensen will pick up the foul. That'll be his third. Christensen and Harrison Hoig each with three for Atlantic. For the Cyclones, Zach Osborne with three. Osborne will inbound for Harlan. Adam Jewell with it. Bow and he walked. He gave it right back to Zach Osborne. He shuffled the feet before he took off on the drive to the baseline. That'll turn the ball over. So the ball comes back the other direction now as the Trojans will get it back. Christensen checks out. Stuart Hoig in for the Trojans. A minute 26 left to go as the Trojans inbound in the backcourt. Atlantic ball front court. 36-20. They lead it. Markham here right side. Hoig with it out on the arc. That's Stewart. Left side now it goes to Blake Esbeck. Esbeck with it back out top to Stewart Hoig. Hoig on the dribble, working outside on the perimeter. Right side to Markham. 2-3 zone by the Cyclones this trip. Stewart Hoig again right side now to Markham. 1 minute left to go here in this third quarter. Esbeck the long feed across for three and it's good. Blake Esbeck knocks down the triple, his second three ball of the night. And the Trojans have their biggest lead of the night at 39-20. And a foul backcourt now whistled against Atlantic. Adam Jewell trying to get the ball up front. And they're going to whistle that against Stewart Hoig. That'll be just his first. That's number five against the Trojans here in this half. Up off the bench, Mitch Leiferman will check in. The 5'8 senior makes his first appearance in the ballgame. Stewart Hoig will check out. Harlan basketball. They inbound. 45 seconds left in the third quarter. 19-point Atlantic lead. Harlan right side, Osborne dribbles, stops, fires a three way off the mark. Rebound batted around, though, and picked up in there by Trey Landsman, and he throws in the little eight-footer. 39-22. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. Esbeck with it front court. Out top, it's Leiferman. Leiferman to the left side, now to Markham. Back out top, Leiferman. Markham with it on in the arc. Well off the arc, 20 seconds. Esbeck. Markham, left side, hesitates, now drives, floats up in the lane, shot no good, and we got a foul call as little Mitch Leiferman went up high to try to challenge Zach Osborne for the rebound, and they're going to hit Leiferman with the foul. It'll be his first. Good collision up in midair.
Good effort. I mean, he was close to being in position to be able to fight for that one. Just got a little bit too out of control over the top.
13 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Cyclones with the ball. They break pressure. Adam Jewell up the front court. Now stops low. He walked with a basketball. Well, it was a walk or they call 3 seconds. And they've called 3 seconds. Landsman was in the lane for a long time waiting. 8 seconds left now in the third quarter. The turnover gives it back to the Trojans. Franken has it. 6 seconds. Now he turns and looks up the floor. He'll run it into the free throw lane. Stop, jump, fire, and no good. And that'll do it here in this third quarter. Landsman got the rebound, fired it up the floor, but it was well off the mark. And that is the end of quarter number three. Trojans have a 17-point lead after three. 39-22, Atlantic leads Harlan. Chris will have the fourth quarter right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Oakland Pharmacy. Together we can keep access to healthcare close to home. Plus they can print your digital pictures instantly on their Kodak processor. Oakland Pharmacy, located at Highways 6 and 59 on the south edge of Oakland. Five Star Roofing Incorporated of Atlantic is your residential roofing specialist with the roofing buggy. Whether it's roof replacements, repairs, or inspections, contact Ken at 855-ROOFS-R-US or on the web at 855-ROOFS-R-US.com. Ask how to save up to 20% on homeowners insurance. Fairway and Atlantic for economical grocery shopping, freshness, quality, lower everyday prices, and friendly service. Visit Fairway Store Incorporated. Also try their full-service meat department at Fairway, 3rd and Poplar in Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School. We head to the fourth quarter in Atlantic on top of Harlan, 39-22 here as we start this final quarter of play. Harlan will have the basketball, and it'll be Zach Osborne out front with it. So dribble drive against Markham, now kicking in the corner. Three-pointer on the way by Trey Landsman, and he knocks it down.
Lives up to his name.
Knocks down the tray. So 39-25 with 7:40 now left to go in the ball game. Big shot by Harlan to start the fourth quarter. But they haven't had many great looks on the offensive end all night long. Out top now to go here to Bloom. Now over to Esbeck right side. Esbeck up top to Markham. In the corner, Christensen pump fakes. Now gets it down on the block to Bloom. Bloom will fire it across. Nice pass to Markham. Let the defender go by and then put it up off the glass and in.
That's a lot of ball movement and very little space.
Markham with a
reception there off the nice bounce feed by Christian or by Bloom. And they do a good job of getting to the bucket. Now Landsman will pump fake on the three-point try, and he's going to get called for the traveling violation. Moved the foot, got Franken up in the air. He might have got a foul call out of it had he not moved that pivot foot. But it'll turn over now here to the Trojans. Seems like Harlan has not been able to take advantage of any opportunities they've had here tonight to get good looks at the basket and make the easy shots. Out top now, the pass outside to Bloom, and he'll knock down the triple. A little dribble and a dish off to Bloom, and he buries a three. It's 44-25. And now those Cyclones lose it. Threw it off to Landsman. He wasn't ready for it. Now Christensen gets it. Steps in for the shot, missed it. Franken gets the rebound, and they're going to call a jump ball on that as he got tied up with Ben Bruck. Franken wanted the foul calling shots, but they're going to call it a tie-up. And Atlantic will get it underneath. Chad Christensen with the basketball. Will inbound it here to Bloom. Now kick it up top to Esbeck. Esbeck pass to Christensen. In. Turn around in the lane. Knocks it down. And a foul here away from the shot. Yeah, shot's going to count. The shot is going to count. And the foul is going to be whistled against Gunnar Bloom after the bucket. He'll pick up his third. And that is the 17th foul now here against the Trojans as well here in this half. And now we have a timeout on the floor. As Harlan's going to take a timeout. 6:33 left to go. It's 46-25 Trojans. Take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Kessler Funeral Homes in Audubon and Exira, providing the area with quality care and concern at the time of need. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon and Exira. Western Iowa Insurance in Avoca, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Company. Talk to Gary or Deanne today at Western Iowa Insurance in Avoca. Nelson Farm Supply at 6th and Chatburn in Harlan, your Gale Farm Equipment Sales and Service Center. When you need something for your farm, you'll find it at Nelson Farm Supply in Harlan.
Back after the timeout, and we'll head here down the stretch in this fourth quarter. 46-25, Atlantic on top of Harlan. Pretty well-played game so far tonight for the Trojans.
Biggest lead of the night here for Atlantic, now 21 points. Remember, the Trojans were up 19 at the quarter break, only to see Harlan score the first six here in this third quarter, but Atlantic has answered right back.
And now Landsman's going to get a shoot at the front end of 1-1 after that foul that was called after the bucket on the other end before the timeout. He missed it. Rebound, though, to the Cyclones, and they'll get another shot. Three-pointed try is on the front of the rim, missed there by Osborne. Now up the floor, Christensen on the run, and behind the back dribble, and then gets the floater to go as he had contact in the air.
He didn't learn that from his dad.
That's for sure. Inbound in the bucket, and the Trojans... Now with the 48-25 lead. Now here they get it to Osborne driving down the right side of the lane for Harlan. He's going to get a foul call as he went straight to the block. Franken's going to get whistled for it. And that'll be number two on Dalton Franken. As we'll go back to the free throw line now, this time for two, as Osborne will get the shooting foul. That's the 18th foul now here against the Trojans. There's been just four here in this half against Harlan, so they do have the advantage in the bonus.
Zach Osborne with 5 points here in the ballgame, only one field goal.
He just made that first free throw. And now Landsman's going to check out as we have Max Powers coming back into the game. And now the second free throw off the front of the rim, no good there by the Cyclones as Osborne misses it. And it's 48-32. Here come the Trojans right side of the floor, and they'll bounce it back up top now to Christensen out front. Chad Christensen will get a screen. And he now doubles back across it again. Now gets it off to Bloom. Left side pass. It goes over to Markham. Now on the baseline. The turnaround shot is missed there by Franken. Now the rebound by Markham. And he's fouled as he tries to go back up for the putback.
Look, I don't know what the problem is with the scoreboard, but that's not even close to right. That should be 38-26. Should be the score right now. That's not even in the ballpark.
The foul was whistled against Osborne. That's his four, so that was a big foul there a moment ago. Now this free throw is going to roll around and rim out and go in here for Franken as he got it to roll around the bowl a couple of times before it splashed home. And the second free throw is missed. Should be 47 points right now here for the Trojans.
No, 49-32. It's 49-26 is the score right now. Well, it should be anyway. They've got Harlan with 32 points. They have 26. It's all over the board.
Up the floor here, it's Cyclones with the basketball. They'll dribble here left side. It's Osborne goes to the baseline, dumps it back outside. A three-point attempt on the way, no good by Landsman. Rebound is tipped and stolen away. Franken had it, was stolen away by Osborne. Now he'll have it left side, tries to dribble, out of control. Doesn't get called for the offensive foul as he ran into Christensen. And now he'll fire a baseball pass up top that is not controlled by Ben Bruck, and they'll turn it over with the over and back.
Well, they're way off on the Harlan score here. Nobody's noticed it yet.
And now we're going to have a 30-second timeout taken here as we'll talk things over here. And maybe they'll get that caught here during the break. I think they are talking about it down there.
Yeah, they can say a little misleading. There we go. Now they got it fixed.
Okay. 49-26 is your score, and that is correct. And now both teams just getting a quick little time to talk here. And you can even tell just looking at the two huddles, the kind of mood these two teams are in. Not much communication or talking going on in that Harlan huddle. And Trojans with a lot of excitement, a lot of guys talking, and everybody looking pretty attentive.
The Cyclones have had only 10 field goals in the entire game so far. Just four here so far in the second half.
And now we'll get things going here after they get the time wound down after that timeout.
And now they got the wrong score on the board again. There we go. Now it's correct. Leave it right there. Don't touch it. There you go.
All right. 49-26 is the score. Atlantic on top. They'll have the basketball here. 5:11 left to go here in the game. Christensen will receive the inbound, and he'll work out front with it. Gets a screen here from both sides and decides to go right. Kicks it back now to Franken. Franken will cross over into the drive on the lane, right side, up with a shot off the glass, and good. All by himself that time by Dalton Franken. He gets the bucket. It's 51-26. Pass here left side now over to Claver. Nate Claver with it outside here for the Cyclones. And now he'll wait and dump it off to Powers. Powers tries to back in. Now he'll fire a pass that goes way over the head of Adam Jewell into about the second row of the bleachers. And Atlantic will get the ball back here after the turnover.
He found the one dead spot in the bleachers over there where nobody was sitting.
Yeah, luckily. So no casualties, and we get the inbound. 4:30 left to go in the game. Atlantic on top, 51-26. Here's Christensen with it. He'll cross over and then set up left side with it. Dumps it off now to Bloom. Bloom over right side to Markham. Markham will skip it back over to Esbeck in the corner to Christensen. Christensen will kick it up top down to Franken. Franken swings it over to Markham. Now up top it goes to Bloom. Bloom back to Markham. Markham will pass it off to Christensen. A quick dribble and he'll back it back outside. 4 minutes left to go. Now the corner kick to Esbeck. He'll try the three off of the screen. No good. Rebound is going to be tapped out of bounds. And last touched by Harlan. As Claver looked like he got the last hand on it. And it'll be Atlantic basketball with Christensen inbounding underneath. Christensen bounces it in here to Franken. He'll turn, force his way to the basket. Got the shot to go and the foul. He'll go to the line here. Try to make it a tough three-point play.
Good aggressive move inside by Franken as he just never hesitated. Just took that right through and scissored through the defense. Nate, got himself the basket. He's very athletic at 6'5", long arms. He could do a lot of different things.
Nate Claver picks up the foul. Checking in here for the Cyclones, they'll bring in Nathan Cave along with Gabe Ferry here in the lineup here for the first time. Also checking in is Greg Conry, as he's over on that far side. So now Franken at the line to try to complete this three-point play. And the free throw is good. So 3 points the hard way for Dalton Franken, and it's now 54-26. Inbound, and they'll get it up the floor here for the Cyclones. In the corner, Powers, bounce pass underneath. It's tapped away and recovered by Jewell. His shot block, though, on the run is both Esbeck and Bloom were there to knock it away, and it goes out of bounds. The Harlan basketball underneath. Adam Jewell will key it in. He'll bounce it in the corner, and a three-point attempt is on the way and knocked down there by Greg Conry. He gets the triple, and it's 54-29. And up the floor now here, it's Christensen with the basketball out front, and he'll try to work some clock off. And they'll just hang on to it. They're just going to use as much clock as they can here. And it looks like Harlan's satisfied to let it happen here.
That Trojan's just going to spread the floor now and run some clock.
Substitutions in, and they're setting up in their 2-3 zone here right now. Atlantic just winding clock here in the four corners. Here's Christensen. We'll dump it off now to Esbeck. Now scoops it over here to Bloom. He'll lob it back up top. Harlan tried to steal it, but Christensen able to corral it, and they'll settle back down again. Over to Markham. Markham will skip pass over to Esbeck. Esbeck back to Christensen. 2:21 left to go in the contest. Markham has the basketball. Pass off to Christensen, and he'll wait at the center circle again. Pass off to Franken. He'll turn towards the basket and scoop it off down to Bloom. And Bloom will back it up top.
It's kind of basketball right now only winning fans enjoy.
Yeah. A little painful for the other team to watch here. Out top with it is Chad Christensen hanging on to the basketball. Bounce pass to Franken, and he'll get it right back. 1:42 left to go in the game as they still run the clock. And here's Markham, and now they are going to reach in and foul Markham, as it's going to be Conry picking up the foul. His first foul up off the bench. We'll see some new faces here for Atlantic as Trojans get a round of applause as Bloom will check out. Esbeck checks out. We see Tyler Hovey come into the contest, and also Mitch Leiferman comes in. And now Harrison Hoy's going to check back into the game as Dalton Franken will check out. Gets a round of applause.
This is going to end up being one of those games where you're going to look up and down the stat sheet for a superstar, and you're just not going to find one. The scoring very well balanced tonight, everybody participating.
Free throw on the way, and that rolls in as Markham gets it to roll through. He'll have one more coming, and now another substitution. Chad Christensen's going to check out, and Ben Nelson's going to check in here for the Trojans as they slowly get all those starters off of the floor here. And now it's going to be the second free throw knocked down there by Markham, and now he'll check out and get a round of applause as Stuart Hoyg will come in. Now we have a timeout taken here by the Trojans. Full timeout, 1:36 left to go. It's 56-29. Trojans with the lead. Take a break. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Nishna Valley Family YMCA, a great place for family fun. The mission is to put Christian principles into practice through programs that build healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. Open 359 days of the year at 4:30 a.m., Monday through Friday. We make it easy to join with no long-term contract and classes for all ages. You can work out anywhere, but you belong at the Nishna Valley YMCA. Debtor Service Department in Atlantic. Let them handle all of your automotive needs, from oil changes to a major engine overhaul. Give them a call at 243-4514 and let them take care of your automobile. That's the Debtor Service Department in Atlantic. McDermott Auction Building is the best source for buying and selling household antiques, estates, farm equipment, and much more. Call the McDermott Auction Building at 205 Maple Street in Atlantic at 243-4673, where buyers and sellers go to get the best and let McDermott's do the rest.
Well, they took a quick timeout. Harlan had possession, and a quick shot was put up by Gabe Ferry. Missed it, and the rebound is taken down by the Trojans. Up the floor, they get it to Harrison Hoig on the block. He missed the shot, though, going up with the left hand. The rebound comes down to the Cyclones. They'll have it out top here as Gabe Ferry with the basketball out front. 56 seconds left to go. Trojans going to pick up a nice win here at home tonight, heading into the holiday break. Right side pass over to Powers. They get it down on the block, and turning and missing the shot there that time is Denny Kramer. Rebound fought for, and the Trojans come away with it. And Mitch Weiferman will bring it up the floor here with 36 seconds left on the clock. 56-29, Trojans on top. Here's Leifmanerman on the dribble drive all the way. The scoop goes off the glass and in. Slices through defenders and gets the bucket.
I don't think they believed he was going to do that.
58-29, Trojans with the lead. 15 seconds to go. Here's a bounce pass to Powers. And stolen, knocked away by Stuart Hoig. Here comes Ben Nelson with it. Bounce pass on the block to Leiferman. He has to back it back outside. 6 seconds to go. Hovey with the shot up off the front of the rim. No good. And the rebound pulled down by the Cyclones, and that will do it. The Atlantic Trojans with a good performance here tonight in this Hawkeye 10 basketball contest and pick up a big win by a score of 58-29. We'll come back to wrap this one up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJN All Sports Boosters Association. Capel's in downtown Atlantic, where you'll find everything you need for kids, moms, dads, and grandparents. And if you can't find it, just ask one of their friendly, helpful sales staff. Capel's in Atlantic, where you'll receive great service after the sale. EO Ransom Insurance Agency in Walnut, for all your insurance needs, home, farm, business, auto, crop, life, health, and long-term care. Visit with EL Ransom Insurance Agency. EL Ransom Insurance Agency in Walnut, your independent insurance agent serving you first. Satisfy your pet needs at the Fish Store Pet Center. They carry blue pet food for dogs and cats, made with deboned chicken, fish, or lamb. Wholesome whole grains, healthy garden veggies, and fruit. It's natural, healthy, and delicious for your pets. Pick up a bag of blue at the Fish Store Pet Center in Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we wrap up our contest here tonight as the Atlantic Trojans pick up a 58-29 victory here tonight over the Harlan Cyclones. And a good performance all around here by the Trojans. Did an awful lot of things right, and it just seemed to keep rolling for them here throughout the evening.
Well, I got to believe that Coach Steve Blazy is going to be thrilled when he sits down to input all of the numbers from this game on Quick Stats, because I think they're all going to be pretty good. Trojans did a lot of things right, both offensively and defensively. Shot pretty well. They rebounded very well offensively. They didn't allow a lot of second shot attempts, except for a quick spurt early in the third quarter for the Cyclones. And, you know, the turnovers were at a minimum. They shot 10 of 11 from the free throw line. I mean, up and down the stat sheet for Atlantic. It's just one of those games where I think there's not a lot to nitpick about.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I don't know what you say, but, you know, about looking at some points to maybe work on, but it's tough to take a lot of negatives away from a game we really just played very well at, and that's got to make you feel good heading into the break, too. You got a team with a lot of confidence, and you get to go and get some days off here, of course, to rest up and then get back out on the practice floor and do some good things. But, boy, I was really impressed tonight with a couple of things from the Trojans. We knew they'd been shooting the ball well, but they did that again tonight. And then also the fact that they were able to get so many second-chance opportunities here this evening, it just seemed to keep snowballing for them. Every time a shot went up, somebody was in the right place at the right time to go pull down a rebound and give them another chance, and they kept taking advantage of it.
Yeah, again, one of those games, though, where nobody really shined for Atlantic. I think the only person probably maybe half disappointed tonight would be Harrison Hoig, just because he didn't get to do some of the things he probably wanted to do. Got a few fouls early in the game, sat out most of the first half, picked up another quick foul again early in the third quarter, and spent much of that on the bench. But, you know, everybody else picked up the slack, and there are plenty of opportunities. He'll help the Trojans many, many times over the course of the year. But, you know, everybody else really picked things up. I mean, Atlantic just, they spread the ball around. You know, once they got that lead, they withstood that little bit of a run, a 6-0 start to the third quarter by the Cyclones coming out of the locker room. But the Trojans did a terrific job of stopping that in its tracks, and actually they outscored the Cyclones 10-9 in the third quarter when it was all said and done. So a very impressive job tonight by Atlantic. The patience on offense and really good, quick defensive effort. Really an impressive ball game for them.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things that you could look at and kind of point out as things that were beneficial to winning the game here tonight. And they all combined to make for a very good effort with that 58-29 final score here this evening. As we take a look here at some of the numbers for you here as some of the two teams wrap up this ball game. And for the Trojans, they, you mentioned not real one star that stands out to you, and three guys ended up in double figures to help the cause. 15 points for Sam Markham here tonight. Also, 13 chipped in by Dalton Franken by the time it was all said and done. And Chad Christensen had 12 here in the contest as well to help out the Trojan cause. 8 points here this evening for Gunnar Bloom. 6 points chipped in by Blake Esbeck. 2 points for Stuart Hoig, and also for Mitch Leiferman as well here in the contest. He had a nice little scoop there towards the end of the game. And that's how things finished up. You mentioned 10 and 11 from the free throw line as well. Great job shooting the ball tonight for the Trojans. For the Cyclones, they were led by 10 points, and most of it came early in both halves for Seth Landsman as he finishes with those 10 points. He got a couple of quick, tough three-point plays early in the game, but really was quieted after he picked up a couple of fouls after that. 9 points for Trey Landsman here in the contest tonight. Five chipped in this evening by Zach Osborne, and 3 points for Greg Connery coming in and hitting the late three. And then Max Powers had a bucket as well here in the basketball game. They were just 5 of 10. From the free throw line here tonight, shooting 50% there from the charity stripe. So, as we mentioned, looking up and down the score sheet, feel really good about the game tonight. And the Trojans, of course, now head off to the holiday break with a nice 5-1 record. We're feeling pretty good about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Chance to that's the thing. Boy, when you think you have a pretty competitive team, the last thing you want to do is lose that last game before the holiday break. You want to take that positive into it. And the Trojans, it doesn't get easy for them either, because immediately following the holiday break, after the Christmas break, the Trojans will be on the road at Lewis Central in their first game back on Tuesday night, January 3rd. That'll be our next broadcast game, by the way, here on KJAN. Lewis Central, another one of those teams expected to be very tough and one of the contenders at the top of the conference. So, you know, there aren't a lot of easy nights in the Hawkeye 10. You go out and you savor this one. You get a little extra time, too, now because of the break. But the Trojans know there's still a lot of work to be done, and they'd like to follow this up with a nice, impressive performance again. You know, the last time they had a big win, they turned around the following night, the next time out, and lost. They don't want that to happen again.
Yeah, definitely. And you got to imagine they'll be really focused, and, of course, plenty of time to get prepared for that next ball game as well after the break there against Lewis Central. So good performance here tonight by the Trojans, and they pick up that 58-29 victory here this evening. Of course, it's now a holiday break for us as well, as we'll be off for a while until we bring you some more high school basketball. We will have some other programming for you here as we end the week, as the Kansas City Chiefs will end up playing on Saturday instead of Sunday here this week as they take on the Raiders. So our next sporting event there for you. And of course, then we'll be back after the holidays for more high school hoops. You keep checking our sports page at KJN.com to see the list of the ball games we'll be covering. And then also you can, of course, listening to the archives of the games that we've already had for you here on the air there as well. So thanks for listening in here tonight on AM 1220 KJN, and those of you that happen to have listened in on the web at KJN.com. Once again, our final score tonight, Atlantic over Harlan, 58-29. For Jim Field, I'm Chris Parks. Good night from Atlantic High School.
We're proud to call the Coca-Cola capital of Iowa our home. This is the station where your friends are. AM 1220, KJN Atlantic.
Farming is a very personal business that takes intricate knowledge of your operation, and each field is different.
Your goals and challenges are unique as well, so you need to work with a seed brand that understands the personal side of your farm.
Your local Kruger seed dealer lives in your area, and we farm ground very similar to yours. Nothing is more important than helping you make the right choices of our first-class seed for optimum crop performance.
So we've created decision-making tools that help you sort through the options you have. But our commitment and drive goes far beyond just seed and traits.
With Kruger, it's our responsibility to provide you with the high-yield opportunities you need, coupled with the